But whatever you want to talk about, Abdul, keep my wife's name the hell out of your mouth because she's way out of your league.
Was that supposed to be tough? Was that supposed to be some show of strength right there? That was embarrassing. All right, everybody, check this out. As the midterms are rapidly approaching, it's becoming increasingly clear how weak the Republican candidates are in key states. Right now, Texas, the Senate seat, is up for grabs between James Tallarico and Ken Paxton. Ken Paxton is getting exposed for his corruption on a daily basis. Right now, in Michigan, Mike Rogers is getting exposed on a daily basis, all the while Donald Trump is basically just missing. I mean, he's popping up for press conferences here and there. We'll talk about that in one moment. But whenever he does pop up, it's him and Natalie Harp standing in the background, smiling at him in a rather creepy, ominous manner. In this video on screen, Trump walks past, more like waddles past in a confused manner, and Natalie Harp, for some reason, is so incredibly obsessed with staring at him. The same Natalie Harp who is his top aide that writes him love letters saying that she can't sleep, she can't eat, she thinks about him all the time, she's very sorry, he can yell and cuss at her more if he really needs to, and the same Natalie Harp that has chased golf carts because he's riding in them. Any normal boss, any normal executive or leader would squash this shit outright, would not let it get this far, but Trump has let it happen. He said before, if Ivanka weren't his daughter, he'd be dating her. It could be related to that, but I digress. While Donald Trump is caught up in this sideshow, the Republican Party is melting down. That is the point. Let me show you this clip of Ken Paxton, the Texas Senate candidate running against James Tallarico. This dude is comically corrupt. If I were writing a movie and I were trying to write a screenplay about a corrupt politician, right? And I wrote Ken Paxton's storyline in there, people would criticize it for being too far, for me being too on the nose. Nobody's actually this corrupt. You're saying his own staff turned him in for corruption, then he was almost impeached by his own party, and then his wife divorced him because he was cheating on her during that entire time, and now he's running for a Senate seat? Lord have mercy. He also let a pedophile go? That's the craziest part. Here's him being asked about two separate pieces of corruption in a row, and he gets pissed and runs off.
General, I wanted to give you a chance to respond to State Representative Tallarico and his campaign. They've made a lot about the reports that have come out. One in the New York Times about you acquiring properties worth
$9 million. So, Jack, can we keep this to law enforcement today?
Well, I'm giving you the opportunity to answer the question.
I'd like to, if we're here with the sheriffs, I'd like to keep today to law enforcement. So
that's what I'm going to answer, questions about law enforcement.
Okay. Gromer, did you want to go?
Will you answer a question about why you voted in Collin County? Clear that
so
up.
So we're just going to do questions on law enforcement today because we're joined with 22 amazing law enforcement officers.
Okay, so not long after that, the entire team runs off. Ken Paxton runs off. The aides run off. He gets asked about corruption more and more and more. It's funny because they were asking about two entirely separate cases. One was about property fraud, and the other one was about voter fraud that he allegedly committed in Texas. This guy is comically corrupt, and Donald Trump is basically removing himself from the equation. This is him yesterday saying, yeah, some people just like me more than they like the party.
I think Mike is going to be great. I think that we have some really good candidates when you're running. And what I'm going to do, I was explaining before, I'm going to go out and I'm going to campaign like I did for myself. And I'm going to hope that people think that I'm on. And if I'm not on, if they don't go out and vote, if they go out and vote, we're going to win easily. But some people like me more than they like the party.
Bro, he is underwater in 47 states. He is underwater on every individual issue, from immigration, both interior and exterior, on war, on foreign policy, domestic policy, the economy. People just don't like you, and they don't like the party as an extension of that. So he says he's going to go rally for all of the candidates. He's going to go make sure that he campaigns. But he kind of just sent the B squad over to Michigan. I don't know what Donald Trump is doing today. It seems like he's too caught up with Natalie Harp. He did just get spotted with Natalie Harp golfing over the weekend, but he is not in Michigan. He literally sent an angry J.D. Vance to rant and spit and cuss about Abdul, while Abdul El-Sayed responded back in a very, very convincing manner. Let's run through all of this, but I just want to start off with this clip of J.D. Vance, because Lord have mercy.
I actually think that the people of Michigan think it's kind of weird when you talk about another guy's wife. I think the people of Michigan would like you to talk about the public policy ideas you have to make their ideas better. I think the people of Michigan would like you to talk about how you're going to protect auto workers when you're supporting every single policy that has undercut the wages and jobs of Michigan auto workers your entire life and public service.
Bro, you're starting a trade war with our next door neighbor of Canada, therefore nuking multiple industries. You have no room to talk. That's literally Michigan's next door neighbor. What?
But whatever you want to talk about, Abdul, keep my wife's name the hell out of your mouth because she's way out of your league.
Was that supposed to be tough? Was that supposed to be some show of strength right there? That was embarrassing. Let me play you another clip of Abdul El-Sayed responding to J.D. Vance. He's doing a dueling presser as this primary continues to heat up. He's going against, just for clarification, he's going against Mike Rogers. This guy has no charisma. He went on stage and said, "I know a con man when I see one." And no, he's not talking about Donald Trump because Trump is too caught up traveling with Natalie Harp, as you see on screen right now, golfing with her.
Streets. And the contrast in this election, I don't think, can be more stark. Used to be a former, or I was a former FBI agent. I busted swindlers and the mob, drug dealers, murderers, human traffickers, terrorists. And I have to tell you this, I know a con man when I see one.
Clearly you don't. How are we in such an inverse reality where people like Donald Trump and Ken Paxton are leading a party and Mike Rogers comes out there in a clown suit and says, "I know a con man when I see one," but he's actually talking about Abdul El-Sayed.
Now, who better to invite to Michigan to declare war on Michigan than Ohio J.D. Vance? You want to declare war on Michigan? Ask any Michigander, who do you like better, Canada or Ohio? I think all of us will tell you, we're good with Canada. It's Ohio we got problems with. Now, why would you invite J.D. Vance, except for maybe you got a Vance bromance? I don't know. Like, questions about J.D. Vance, they're legion. We don't have more couches here than they have in Ohio. So I'm just trying to figure out why he would come and why you would bring him. So we've got J.D. Vance. He's out here, and he's apparently going to tell us about why this trade war on Michigan is good for Michiganders, from a guy from Ohio. Now, I do want to clarify something. Ohio J.D. Vance went to a particular university south of the Michigan border that does not deserve the dignity of being given its full name. We refer to it here in Michigan as Ohio because, well, Michigan beats Ohio. And I think Michigan is going to remind J.D. Vance why he should send his ass back to Ohio.
And they did. J.D. Vance is immediately bombing during his Michigan rally. Mike Rogers even is saying, "We're going to get trans flags out of our classroom."
So when you all help me get to the United States Senate, I'm going to make sure that we bring costs down. We're going to pass the SAVE Act. We're going to get trans flags out of our classrooms and American flags back in.
I'm sorry, but you have to be an idiot to fall for this type of speech right here. They're going to get prices down? Dude, the Republicans already have control. The Republicans have control of the House, the Senate, the presidency, held the Supreme Court, and prices are higher. You're going to get trans flags out of our classrooms? Nobody cares. Genuinely, nobody cares. You guys already have control. And the SAVE Act is just a sophisticated Republican scheme in order to try to suppress votes in future elections. It's such a clown show. Here's Mark Wayne Mullen this morning getting pressed.
My grandfather drove a truck when he came back from World War II. It's a proud industry with proud people that take a lot of pride in what they do. And when they see their industry ruined because you have a Biden administration that is failing the American people because they're allowing millions of people to come into this country illegally.
Did you hear that? He just said we have a Biden administration failing the country. They are in this reality where every single thing that they want to declare as a victory and just make up out of thin air, they can declare while also painting all of their failures as the Biden admin.
Take a lot of pride in what they do. And when they see their industry ruined because you have a Biden administration that is failing the American people.
These people are so incredibly stupid. Not long after, Sean Duffy got brutally fact-checked by a reporter. Sean Duffy gets fact-checked for distorting the facts and saying that 22% of murders happening of people that don't have the proper license to drive are from immigrants. Somebody fact-checks and says it's actually only 1%, and Sean Duffy starts stuttering.
Some basis on where your statistics come from, because in this news briefing, I've done some research. Correct me if you don't agree with the statistics. But according to the U.S. Department of Transportation in 2025, only 17 foreign-born drivers holding immigrant or non-documented CDLs were responsible in fatal accidents. Less than 1% of all the fatal accidents recorded, as opposed to 22.5% of drivers involved in crashes, fatal crashes, had no CDL at all. The slant here has been strongly about illegals, foreign drivers, but yet it accounts, according to U.S. DOT stats I see, for 1% of the issue.
So for your DOT stats, the requirement that someone speak English as a commercial truck driver, that was not created by Trump 45 or Trump 47.
He just entirely tries to change the topic and widen it, broaden it to include people who don't speak the proper language. I mean, Mike Rogers said earlier, he knows a con man when I see one. This entire party is full of con men. And even, dude, even J.D. Vance opens up his speech by talking about Joe Biden. When will these people ever get over Joe Biden? Guess who's missing from all of this rallying? Trump is missing.
Now we're here today for a very, very important announcement, and you all heard some of it early. For too long, under the last administration, the Biden administration allowed American workers and American drivers to be endangered and to have their jobs stolen by foreign fraudsters.
Bro, this guy has no charisma. Everybody hates him. Trump is losing his charisma rapidly, and the reality is Trump and Natalie Harp have been spotted more and more together. America's most high-profile executive assistant has been spotted joining her boss on another golfing weekend away. There's more photos that have released of them together. There's also another article detailing how Stephen Miller one time used Natalie Harp to manipulate Trump. Stephen Miller figured out a way to use Natalie Harp to push his own agenda in Donald Trump's ear. It seems the White House residence ghoul is well aware that Natalie Harp has become a true gatekeeper for Trump. As his human printer, she has taken up the task of printing out flattering news coverage and positive social media posts to show the president for his approval to share on his social media accounts. Miller, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, has realized that he can use Harp's role to his advantage. Two sources told Zatteo that on multiple occasions, Miller showed Harp anti-immigration content with directions to get it posted quickly. Miller has overseen Trump's aggressive law enforcement crackdown on immigrants and attacks on birthright citizenship, and is now funneling information through Natalie Harp. Foreign leaders apparently call Natalie Harp at certain times. It is a incredibly concerning relationship. And as I'm speaking now, Trump just came out for a press conference that I will
cover. Secretary Kennedy and others behind the president in the Oval Office, this announcement, which we're about to get live as the reporters from the pool file into the Oval.
Lord have mercy. You see in the background RFK Jr., Howard Nutlick, and a few other cabinet members. We'll cover this on the Adam Ockler feed. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.